This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the final weekend before Election Day, President Donald Trump and his challenger, Democrat Joe Biden, headed out on the campaign trail. Trump is holding four campaign events in the state of Pennsylvania. Trump said that he is the ultimate Washington outsider, and that's why the establishment opposes him.
If I don't always play by the rules of Washington and the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and I fought harder for you than any president in the history of our country.
Speaking in Michigan, former President Barack Obama said that Biden embodies what the country needs in a president.
The belief in hard work and family and faith, the belief that everybody counts, that's who Joe is.
The former vice president is concentrating on battleground states that Trump carried in 2016. Trump is scrambling to defend a wide swath of territory and is putting his hopes for re-election on two of the most populous swing states, Florida and Pennsylvania. The Oscar-winning Scottish actor who was the original James Bond has died at the age of 90. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Bond. James Bond.
It's among the most famous character introductions in movie history. Sean Connery identifying himself as the sexy and charismatic secret agent. His son Jason says his dad has been unwell for some time and died peacefully in his sleep overnight in the Bahamas where he lived. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says, quote, "Our nation today mourns one of her best-loved sons." After he stopped making Bond movies, Connery played a wide range of characters, proving equally adept at comedy, adventure, and drama. I'm Mike Hempett.
This is VOA News. Turkish rescue workers in the city of Izmir are racing to release trapped earthquake survivors, dismantling walls and removing debris from Friday's earthquake. Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports.
After 10 hours trapped under the rubble of a residential building, these three women were pulled to safety and taken to the hospital. Turkish rescue workers in the city of Izmir raced on Saturday to release trapped earthquake survivors, dismantling walls and removing debris. Their work punctuated by aftershocks from Friday's quake. More than 800 people have been injured by the earthquake, which had a magnitude of up to 7, and the search for survivors continues. It hit the Aegean Sea and caused multiple tidal waves to batter the coast. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines and prone to earthquakes. A devastating quake in 1999 killed over 17,000 people.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to order England back into a national lockdown as the United Kingdom passed the milestone of 1 million COVID-19 cases on Saturday, and scientists warned the virus was spreading faster than their worst predictions. Britain, which has the biggest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases per day. Scientists have warned the worst-case scenario of 80,000 dead could be exceeded. Meanwhile, Italy recorded nearly 32,000 new coronavirus infections in the past 24 hours, its highest daily tally since the start of the health crisis, and up from the previous record of 31,084. The Italian Health Ministry also reported 297 COVID-related deaths, compared with 199 on Friday. Tens of thousands of security forces deployed across Ivory Coast Saturday as the leading opposition parties boycotted the presidential election, calling President Alassane Ouattara's bid for a third term illegal. While there were scattered reports of unrest, voting went forward in the commercial capital of Abidjan, despite threats to block polling stations from opening. Ouattara cast his ballot in the city's Kokodi neighborhood, where he called on Ivorians to halt acts of violence aimed at disrupting the vote. More than 20 people have died amid clashes ahead of the vote in the West African nation, prompting the United Nations and human rights groups to call for calm. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.